Mavui in the Sugya, in the Gemara Davava Medbeis, that Purim is Be'etzem Mein Yana to Adarishin or Adarsheni. In other words, there's the Yontif of Purim, and took place in Adar, and we have two Adars. And the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Gemara is Mavua that the Yesoid Purim could have been Adarishin, could have been Adarsheni. And it makes sense. It's we know Yom Tovim Agabaitan Ma'ir of this man. Der Hashem says it Mefurish, even on Chanukah Purim, even Yom Tovim Drabanan. It's Gebait that there was an Eiris Hazman. That's why certain Nisim create Yom Tov, certain Nisim don't. And there was an Eiris Hazman of Chanukah, Eiris Hazman of Purim, and that creates the Yom Tov. And usually it's a specific Zman. But if about there are two others, so we don't look at, oh, one's Adarishin, one's Adarsheni. So the Yantav is a Shaykh to Adarishin, Adarsheni. It's not true. The Yantav is Shaykh to Adar, and Adarishin and Adarsheni are both Adar. And therefore, it's main Yana Purim in both. And then there's a Zaytika, a Halachatika Sugya. A Magvina Mitzvahs, which is maybe in the Mizvizna with Yimala Mitzvahs, type of Inyan, or Smichas Gula Lagula, close to Pesach. But these are all Svaras. Why we're going to celebrate the Indian this time, not that time, that time, not this time. You have to do it twice. But it never, you never lose the sight that both are Negeya to Purim. And that's why the Gemara Taka says, maybe the that could have been. But Lamaisa, the Gemara's Mavua, the Mishnah Mavua, Nisha is like, because the Mishnah Mavua, that even if we're going to make Purim on Adar Sheni, there's still something called an Adarishin. And therefore, Givus Halachas are still there. And therefore, at the end of the day, Lamaisa, we see that the Zman of Purim is Menyana to both. We have a Mandiyam in the Gemara that says, if you lay in the Megillah Adarishin, you don't lay in again in Adar Sheni. If the whole Matskana Sadil.
The fact that we call
No, is that a fact? I'm saying maybe that's true. That's the kasha. No, both are the right time to be aside. That's for sure. Fraim was just saying maybe after the end of the day, once we start the game of Yom, now it's only once a month. You're right. Pashtus the Gemara's Mavua be'etzem chayich, and therefore must be the Earth's Mana by both. He wants to entertain a tzad that maybe after, now that's the Gemara's Mana. We see the Gemara even after that. Even Nachtim, it's clear in the Gemara that it's still kayim. The Eretz Hazman and it's being yonah to a Purim, and mainly there are certain halachas that are gibina geya even if Purim and the Megillah is Adarsheni, Adarishin is going to have Purim dika in yonim. Like one man yama, even if you lay the Megillah yaitza, and even if we don't hold like that, even we argue on him, but the Gemara fizayis v'shavin, everyone agrees that is esasim and betainis. That's gebait on the fact that it's a Purim dika zman. That meklar from this Gemara that at the end of the day. Adar Zada. I'm not just talking Derech Hashemdik. I just brought it in to bring it out in Shabbos Eisen. I'm going to talk. It's going to be in a Gea Halacha. Very in a Gea Halacha. Now. Okay. But the end. But the end of the day, they knew. No, but the end of the day, they knew. No. It's not true. It's not true. What you're saying. Even if they were Ma'abed Hashon already. It says, like Rabbi Shimon, we'll see, you had a sense of things. It wasn't Al Safek. And even if we were Ma'abashani afterwards, and you lay in the Megillah early, now you know it was a joke. It was a mistake. No, that might be Yitzhak Megillah. So it's not because, no. Now, everything I was saying till now was all true in the Rambam Shita and many other Rishonim. The Rush, I don't know if they got there, to me, the biggest pell in the whole booklet is that this Rush was put in to Rasch the Shmeitzer. It's mamish should have been page 2, page 3, together with the Rambam and the sugi over here. The Rush has a niflut dika beer in this whole Gemara. And it's a sheet in Shulchan Aruch, not like a Das Yochid. Torah goes with it, and it's one of the sheets in the Shulchan Aruch. And a whole different type of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Koru es ha-Megillah ba-Adarishin, v'nisabra ha-Shana, Karim ba-Adarsheni. That's the halacha one of the Mishnah. Then there's a second halacha with Pasha, nothing to do with the first halacha. The Rosh learns that the second part of the Mishnah is a hemshich to the first part of the Mishnah. Which means as follows. If they were misab the shana already, so to Rush, there's no tzad in the world that Adarishan has anything. It doesn't have Issa Malacha, it doesn't have Rav Shimon Elazar agrees if you lane Adarishan, it's a joke, you're not Yaitza, you lane La Dal Pashas, you're not Yaitza, nothing. The whole sugya over here was that you weren't Ma'ab Rishana yet. So, L'mashal V'negeya Issa Malacha, the story was, Dr. Rush, that they lane the Megillah Adarishan, thinking that they weren't Masabit yet, and then on Purim they were Masabit. Midden Purim, they had time for this. Okay? After they laid the Megillah, they were Ma'abed the Shana. Zakta Vibav, you laid the Megillah already. That shafts that there was something already in Adarishan, and then this has some time for the rest of the day. Hu Adin L'mashal Dal Pashis. If you weren't Ma'abed yet, so you laned Dal Pashis, and now later you're Ma'aba. So if you bought, when you laned, it was still, you weren't Ma'aba the Shana yet. So at that time, you did the right thing. Even though now you Ma'aba the Shana, now there's a Sugya, maybe Adrishan is Kayim, that it was right out of Dal Pashis. What? Well, no. But I don't think so, but we'll clear, even in Dal Pashis, I'll clear. In Dal Pashis itself. Did it go ahead? We'll get to it in a second. But this is the Rosh Hashita. And that means the Rosh holds that it's Pashat.
Why
are
you learning that it was that day? Maybe it was 3 days later?
I'm saying over the Rosh. I'm not saying anything myself. You go to the whole Rosh?
Yeah.
Okay, the Rosh is talking about it's, if it, it's not a gay Hesem of the time, it's if it's 3 days later, right? What? Can
he?
He's not talking about that. He says, don't say what he says. That's what he says. Right, okay, fine. Okay, so what we have in the Rush is making a whole change in the picture of the sugya here. The picture over here was that either Purim, you laned the Megillah because it wasn't a Sabbath yet, or you started laying down Pashas because it wasn't a Sabbath yet. Then, even though it's a Sabbath afterwards, then it's Kayim. That's the three sheetahs here in the Gemara. What is Kaim Benegeya? That is still the Adarishan is Kaim. But once he's Abba, his Lashon is Adarishan is like Shvat. That's Mamash's Lashon. It's Shvat. And it's zero, and there's no. And that's why if you look in the Shulchan Aruch has 2 days. If there's a Issa Hesved V'tainis on Adarishan, it's off in the Gemara. The Shavin, there's no Machlekes. It's often against the Gemara. If you don't go back to the Sugya and you don't know what you learned in the Sugya, you read Shechonah. What do you mean? The Gemara says the Shavin that there's Issa has with Vitagas. The Gemara says no. It's the Rosh Hashita that we have a calendar. We know exactly when it's Ibiya and when it's not Ibiya. We don't have any of these fakers. And the Nela, according to Yeshayim, the whole Sugya is not again. That's the 2 days. Now, so Loit the Rosh. Is Adarishan Purimdik in any way? In Adarishan, that it was Nisaba before Adarishan. And therefore, there's no assessment for Tainus. The Rosh calls it Shvat. So, my Hagdama that we said, that you see that even if Purim's Adarishani, of its Epis Purimdik, that's what it says for Tainus. There's a Madiyam that says, Yimmy Yotzim Megillah. There's a Machayim Subi Yotzim Al Parashias. All the back and forth, the sheets in the Gemara, like the Rosh, that I gave. Bisman has that, it's not again anytime it was a Sabbath before. So you're going to go so white that it's Bechlal, not Purimdik? And you're going to say that he calls it Shvat? Or even like the Rush, come on, let's be real. Lemaisa, if you lane the Megillah, thinking that Adarishan is Adarishan, Lemaisa, if it was in the Sabbath. So now it became Shvat. No, you see, then there are halachas of Purim. So even like the Rosh, call it Shvat, but if there was epis on Haga of Purimdik, then it's Kayim Dine Purim, even though we were in a Sabbath, and Lamais of Purim is Adashain. So Zemin in the Rosh, even though he called it Shvat, that was just trying to bring out that there's not going to be a stomach, it's a malacha. But even like the Rosh, it's vices, the Inyan from Purim is Main Yon and Adarishan. For Haraya, if you lay the Megillah, or if you did Dal Pashias, not knowing yet that it's Ibiya, it's Kayim and you're going to be yoitz with dalpashas, and you're going to have an effect with vadainas, that means epsiyah shaykh the Indian for Purim, even yet vision, even like the rush. What? Yeah.
The rush wasn't that shot.
Correct. Correct. I'm trying to, I'm trying to bring that along this. That if you're not Masaba before, then he's masking it's Purim. So it's a different other then? Once you're Abadashan, it's the same other. We just weren't smart. The question is, how early did we become smart? Did we become smart a week into Adar, 3 weeks into Adar, or even before Adar? But at the end of the day, we're in the same boat. So you can say, no, it's a different sort of Adar. If you're Ma'aba before Adar, then it's this type of Adar. So to me, it sounds funny. I don't react to what I'm saying. I'm never going to make Svara. You could argue me Svara. You could say, no, it makes a difference. If it was full, then it's Shrat. Otherwise, then there's two Adars that year. To me, that sounds funny. So therefore, I would think, even though the Rashi called it Shvat, he was trying to bring out why it doesn't have an Issa Malacha. But it's Svart Adar. Maskim. But now, then it was the Saba. No, but now it was the Saba. Yeah, on Purim, now it was the Saba.
It's
the Gloy Milsa, right?
Of
course it's the Gloy Milsa. No, he says the rest of the day it's also behesed with
v'tainus. That's true. The day was
a day. You're not Yotzimigilah. You're not Yotzimigilah. Lalach, we paskin, that only one town holds Yotzim Megillah. We hold Yotzim Megillah. Because Purim is out of shame. Anything, you're not Yotzim. We hold Yotzim Megillah. We paskin, you're not Yotzim Megillah. It's Lima Frey, it's not Purim. It's not Adam. So what, because you made a mistake? Not a mistake. You were doing right at the time, not that you did wrong, but it wasn't. The text says it was, because it's main Yotzim Purim, even in that cheetah.
So why?
You're not yet, because the Maaseh, the Ikka Mitzvah is Adasheni. It's Gishtalt back in Adasheni. Even though it's a main Yonah to Purim, and a Chayach to Purim, and a Chayach that is a Asherut for Tainis, and a Chayach, like one of the even a Kriya, something feels good. But at the end of the day, they show back the Mitzvah Dafka in Adasheni, and it's Likuva. Where's this Negeya? If today, we're going to go back to Purim Katan, and let's see, we got into Al-Anisim, right? And then from this year, we go right into Mincha, and you say Al-Anisim, right? So what's that look? So you say, maybe I made it into Purim, because we learned the Indian, and Shalom from Sifra Seinu, but Purim doesn't work, right? The halacha is, if you say a Ma'ira, it's not me, and Yonah D'Yoyma, it's Ma'akiv and Shmaser. If you have the middle, you just go back to that bracha, finish Shmaser. If you have to go back to the beginning of Shmaser, it's ma'akev. That means I say Yelv Yavi today. I say Yom Rishchon Shazeh. It's hefsek. It's worse than talking about the Yankees. Talking about the Yankees, it's them plopling. So there's an maze. A shaykh does the whole sugya when it's ma'akev, when it's not ma'akev. But if you say a sheker, you talk about Purim, you talk about the Nisim that happened with Zman Hazeh, that's worse off. What? Yes. Of course.
You don't say anything
about you say Bazman Hazeh. You say Bazman Hazeh in Al-Anisim. Bazman Hazeh means today. Yeah. Even Yalv Yomer is only a problem if you got to Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. If you just said Yalv Yomer and you didn't get to, you're good. But once you're Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, then you're in trouble. Say Bazman Hazeh, it's a problem. Yalv Yomer is a problem. Okay. So Mishabur brings to the Chabad Moshe that on Purim Katan, we don't say Yalv Yomer. Let's say he said Yalv Yomer on Purim Katan. It's an Al-Nisim, thank you. It's Al-Nisim on Purim Katan. Zakta Avada, it's not Ma'akev. Because it's Me'in Yonah. It's Shaykh to this man. So that was my whole Hagdama, why I'm saying this. Not like the Rush, beautiful. I think even like the Rush. Now you could say, maybe he's saying, it's today, if the Rush is only Yeshayimrim, so it's not going to make you daven again, Mesafik. So maybe like the Rush, I'm wrong, and still the halacha is going to be true. But Lemaisa Mishmu says the stima Dava Pashat that Purim Katan Alanisim is not a hefsek because it's Me'inyan Hayoyim because again Adarishin is Shaykh to Purim. And I'm trying to say that's going to be true even with the Rush. But that's where the Shaila comes in. It's Mamish Nagi Alach Lemaisa where again you're busy Purim Katan all about davening Alanisim, then you buy davening. You say Alanisim, my mistake. You're good to go and it's not Ma'akev and Yishman Esrei. Okay. B'negei Dal Parshias. Let's say a person lanes the Dal, they forget. It's usually very unrare that a Tziva is going to make a mistake. But if the Tziva gets confused, Adarishan, Dal Parashis, not Purim, Adarishan, and they lain the first of the Dal Parashis, they lain an Adarishan. What's Allah? Shkolm is first, right? When did we do Shkolm first? Shkolm, and they do an Adarishan. We're done last week, right? But we have to find out. Maybe there's a killer that needs to sugya, you know? But so it's very interesting. Very interesting. The Mishneh Berurah in Hechzdal Parshias brings 2 days. It brings the Beis Yosef that he yotze b'di'evit, and he brings from others that say he's not yotze, and he's not machriyeh. And the emes is the 2 days are very shver l'maisa to get that there should be 2 days, because you know we learned the sugya. The Gemara comes out that the machoikis, it's a machoikis between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanakama. If Dalad Pashas and Adrishan Yaitz or not. Tanakama holds a Yaitz, Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds a not Yaitz. That's clear. The Gemara has 2 stadim who the Tana of our Mishnah is. One side is the Tana of our Mishnah is the Tanakama. And even though the Mishnah mentioned Matanath of Yainim, and he didn't, he also agrees he's not Yotze Matanas Avyanim, because Matanas Avyanim and Kriyas and Megillah are twins. They go hand in hand. So even though the Tanakhama only said they're not Yotze Kriyas and Megillah, he means he's not Yotze Matanas Avyanim also, and he stems up the Mishnah. But Ibai's saying is the Tanakh Mishnah is Shem Megamliel, and the Tanakh Mishnah, even though it didn't, it sounds like the only thing you're not Yotze is Megillah and Matanas Avyanim, who are then you're not Yotze Dal Parshias, and the Mishnah like Shem Megamliel. So it would be geschmack to say, we paskin like a Stam Mishnah. So it should be ventzach in the 2 tzeretzim of the Gemara. According to the first tzeretzim of the Gemara, the Stam Mishnah is saying that Yotze Dal Parshias, and the Stam Mishnah is the Tanakhama. According to the second tzeretzim of the Gemara, the Stam Mishnah is of Shem Gamliel, and the Mishnah is saying, you're not Yotze Dal Parshias. So the 2 days of the Mishnah Berurah, I would say, are arguing in the 2 tzeretzim of the Gemara. That's beautiful. First tzeretz holds, the Tanakh Mishnah is of Shem is Tanakhama, so you're Yotze Dal Parshias. Second tzeretz of the Gemara, the Mishnah is Shem Gamliel, you're not Yotze, and that Beis Yosef for some reason decided to pass like the first teretz, and Zaki Moshe and others pass like the second teretz, and it's 2 days. The problem is the Gemara in the Hemshech Feirois, we pass like Shem Gamliel. So whether the Mishnah is the Tanakhama or the Mishnah is Shem Gamliel, the Gemara says we pass like Shem Gamliel. So there's a clear achra in the Gemara that we pass like Shem Gamliel, and the Gemara has no other way to learn Shem Gamliel except that he argues with the Tanakhama, Benegay Dal Pashis. And therefore, if you look inside, the Beis Yosef and Bedek Abayis is Chayza Taka. And in the Tshuva is Chayza, and it clearly says that you're not Yotze. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brought down 2 days over there. But what's really interesting is 3 simanim later, the Mishnah Berurah is Machriya for Dalad Parshias, that you're not Yotze. It's like he leaves out that he mentioned, there's the Sugya of Dalad Parshias. In the Sugya of Megillah, when he talks about that you lay the Megillah and Adarishan Yotze, he says, who are they? Dalad Parshias, you're not Yotze. Which is Givaldic in the way that Achra should be, because the Beis Yosef himself was Chayza and all that. It's just funny that the Mishnah Berurah, like there, when brought down the machlekes, was machriya. 3 simanim later is machriya. But at the end of the day, it's clear even the Bishayis was chayza and the Mishnah himself is machriya. So I'm not going to go with the suffix when he's machriya, and therefore the din is not yotze, and that's going to be the din. Not la halacha because not yotze in the rush that says that the shita that holds you yotze. Let's go in the Tanakhama. The Rosh Hashita is, the only time you're going to be Yotze is only if you weren't Ma'abed Hashana yet. Again, the Rambam that argues on the Rosh holds, even if you were Ma'abed Hashana, Adarishan is Purim Dik. So maybe you Yotze Dal Parshias too. But like the Rosh, the same Sugya, same Rosh as before, the only time we could have a Tzad, a Shita of Tanakhama, that Yotze Dal Parshias because it wasn't Saba yet. Once it's a Saba, nothing to talk about. So I'm just clearing, and this is what you bring up before. Let's say it wasn't a Saba yet, and you did Shkolim, so Yotze Shkolim. So do you now have the train for all Dalad Parshias? Or you look at each Parshia in itself, it's going to come maybe, I don't know, let's say it's in Sabbath if the 2 of the Parshias. So you're going to do 2 Parshias in Adarishan and 2 in Adarsheni? Or once the train started for Dalad Parshias, it's Chal or 4? I don't know. It's all not in the Geah Halach Lamaisa, because Lamaisa, that's not going to find in the Psak. But do because we don't pass, we pass the not Yotze. But this, just clearing about it, you brought in Purim, several times, what would you do for him? Maybe it's more Mustafa that Purim doesn't connect to Dal Parshias. Maybe not. But Zichin the Dal Parshias itself, it's not a nice clear. Dal Parshias ain't Chetzah? Or it's rather 4. Could have been 7. But it's 1, 1, 1, 1. Is it 1, 1, 1, 1, or is it 4? Are they Tzaman? Or is it, why should they be together? I don't know. It's Dal Parshias. Dal Pashis, no? I don't know, Kvesnish. Yud Kei Vav Kei, they said, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei, great, Dal Pashis is in the hill, I'm saying. Okay. It's a good thing. Yeah, you could, I'm not even using a mitzvah, I'm saying, but there is a Muslim, a Dal Pashis, in this man. I'd rather heard this before this year, it should have been. Someone was talking about the difference between, you're talking like, is it 1, 2, 3, 4, or is it 4 biyachad? It was like a chabur that learns together, right? Are we 10, 1, 2, 3, 7, or are we a chabur biyachad? Someone told me a marshal is there. Told me two older people, they retired from work, and now they're going to learn b'chavrusa together. They hadn't learned for like 30 years. They sat down and they learned. Amish decided, this was Erevin, he wants to learn. Erevin. Sit down, and kids said, they come to Daf Chav Dalet, and the guy, one of the chavrusas, come in with the l'chaim the next day. This is what l'chaim. He said, Chav Dalet? What do you mean? Erchin is finished on Daf Chav Dalet. L'chassim. Okay. Erevin. Erchin, 24 block, okay, that's one, not two. Okay. Fine. Okay, that's that. Ishmael, I love the mice. Yeah. Okay. Cassius, fine. Now, this is the interesting thing. What's Taka the Pshat that Matanis Levyonim and Kriyas and Megillah are attached? Why is that so pashat? The Gemara said, we eat Tzedinim, even though Tanakama only said, you know, Megillah means Matanis Levyonim also. It's a interesting thing that Matanis Levyonim is connected to Birkei Megillah. What's the, I don't know, there are Jewish is that the Indian of Matanis Levyonim is Megillahic, it's Pesuminisadic. The nest came about from the Lech Knois, the daiga of one year to the other year, the tikkun of the Ishech of Leiv Echad, that brought us to a Kabbalah Satara Ba'ava. So Matanas of Yainim is a chelk from Pesum Enisa. It's not a bezunder mitzvah in the day to take Givaniim. It's a Megillah dik mitzvah. Mela, it's connected to Megillah. I don't know. The Ksav Seifer says a Merdik HaChadish. Now, we spoke out, what did the Gemara say? This is interesting din. The Mishnah said, Adarishan, Elokriyas HaMegillah, or you ain't been Adarishan, Adarishani, Elokriyas HaMegillah, Matanas Levyonim. It doesn't talk about, it's mashmah, everything else you have in Adarishan. One of the things we have in Purim is Mishnah V'Simcha. So the Stimas HaMishnah sounds like that Adarishan has a mitzvah of Mishnah V'Simcha. The only difference between Adarishan and Adarishani is Megillah, Matanas Levyonim. Mishnah V'Simcha, yeah. That's what it sounds like. Now, what about Shlachmanis? Doesn't say. But the same diik, they have Mishnah V'Simcha, they have Shlachmanis. So some say, no, Shlachmanis and Matanis V'Yanim are twins, and by saying not Matanis V'Yanim, it's like saying not Shlachmanis. But that's the words of the Mishnah. The Gemara says, V'Shavin, everyone agrees that there's Issa Hesem V'Tainis on Purim Kot, another reason. So the Rishonim of a diik, the Mishnah was Mashmi, even have Mishnah V'Simcha, but the Vishavan of the Gemara says no. You only have Issa Hesav V'Tainis is much less than Mishnah V'Simcha. There's levels. There's Hesav V'Tainis, but I don't have to have a Simcha. Simcha means I have to do something positive. So the Mishnah's Mashmi, you have to have Mishnah V'Simcha, and the Gemara's Mashma, you only need that there's Issa Hesav V'Tainis. In Halacha, most Rishonim seem to say there's just Issa Hesav V'Tainis like the words of the Gemara.
Less.
It's just it has some times. You don't have to have a suda.
It could be like,
no. Now that I have sadness, but you don't have to be happy. No, you even have to be happy. I don't think there's a sadness of something you can do has some times. That's to me. That's what it sounds like from the way the person was saying. There's has some times, or even simcha. That's the so, and that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah brings a chumra that yesh on nehagin. Mishnah V'Simcha, and that's Pasha's being Chayish. For this day, they even have to have Mishnah V'Simcha. Comes the Ksav Seifa and says that if you have to have Mishnah V'Simcha, you have to have Shachmanis too. That means if you're a Suda guy on Purim Cotton, and you make a Suda, and you make Purim Cotton, you make Shachmanis too. That's the Ksav Seifa. Because Shachman is a shaykh to the Suda. If you invite you tell me there's any of Suda, that L'chayra should follow. That's the Chiddush of the Ksav Seifa. So if Seifa wants to go so weit to answer up, he wants to go the other way, to answer up, how does the Mishnah shim with the Gemara? The Gemara says that it's only Shavin Issa's for B'tainus. But L'chayra, the Mishnah's Mashma, even have a Chid Mishnah V'Simcha. He says no. If you look at the Rambam, when he talks about Mishnah V'Simcha, the Rambam writes, in the Mishnah V'Simcha, he says you should give Matanis L'Vyayinim, because Ein Simcha G'dayla, they being mative to Umlolim, and a Yid Simcha is when you're mative to someone else in need. And Memela, it's part of the Simcha's Yontim that you're Mesameach poor people that don't have. So Zoktik Sab Seifer, the fact that the Mishnah says no Matanis L'Vyayinim, that's saying there's no Chiyav Simcha. It's Heinoach. It's gezakt in the Mishnah. It's Chiyav Simcha. Memelo, it agrees to the Gemara of the Shavin that all that's missing is that all you have is Shavin that is Issas with Vatimus. Okay. One last thing. Just I don't have something great to say about it, but it's just an interesting. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch starts off Yoim Arba Asa V'Chamisha Asa Shabad Rishon Ein Noifin Al Tanaim. That means Purim Katan is Yudal and Tezvav. Now, he doesn't mean Dafka Makafis Chaimah. He means there's something called Shushan Purim. And just like we have Shushan Purim, so too we have a Neufel Prem, it says with Vitainis, on Yudal and Tezvav of Adarishan. Then the Yeshayim in Ramah says, you should be Chayav Laharbis Mishnah V'Simcha also. He says, in Hagen Kain, come back him. People do it. The lashon of the Rama is the minikus version. Yesharim shechay v'harbis mishta v'simcha ba'arba asa. Why only arba asa? What about yidah tesvav? The mechabes told you clearly from katan shach to tesvav too. But when the Rama added in to do mishta v'simcha, he only said yidah. So you could say what he means is that rive places again shushan purim the zochiv suda. It just is Hashem V'Vadayis. So most places are not Mekafis Chayma. So when you're talking about Suda is really only to get you out. If you're a Mekafis Chayma place, you'll do Tezvav. That's how you could have learned. And Prima Gadim has such a tzad. Maisa Mishabur said not like that. And it's coming from a different tzad than Prima Gadim. Mishabur says, no, that even the Mekafis Chayma, the Chumra of Mishnah V'Simcha is only in Yedalot, not a Tezvav. I don't know if that means the Tezvav guy doesn't have it at all, or he has it on your dollar pump. I don't know. But it's not a Tezvav. And L'chayr, it's a Shtukapella. What should that be? So the Vishayshif says a Chabadiyak to them. Because what we said, what was the Makar that the Zechiyat missed the Vesimcha more than just Hesim the Vatainis? The Gemara sounds like only Hesim the Vatainis. It was from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Korus and Megillah ba'ad the Harishon v'nisar ba'ashana korus ba'asheni. Ebein ad Harishon ad Hasheni el korus and Megillah ba'tadus of Yainim. Remember where it was? Okay. The Shavin, does it say V'shavin on Yudalad? Where is the V'shavin? Hesu v'tainis. Yadalad? Only Yadalad. I know what a place where Yomar brings it down, it only mentions Yadalad. The Shaysh is Medaik that we're handling Mishnah V'Simcha, it's only Yadalad. But again, Zok Meni Achreinim, that's only because we're talking about the people that Rav place that were in Mekafas Chayma. But to go so right that even if Mekafas Chayma doesn't have it, that is Mechtes to say. The only way to understand it is Lamais at the end of the day, the Goyin has a kasha. The Goyin asks, what's the pshat that there could be Issa Hesu V'Tainis without a Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha? The whole Makar of Issa Hesu V'Tainis is goofy because it's a Chiyuv Mishnah V'Simcha. So how do you spout it? So there's two ways to go. One way to go is, there's a separate Megillus Tainis that has Issa Hesu V'Tainis. It's a Megillus Tainis, Issa Hesu V'Tainis, or it's a Minik Ba'alma. That means it's not for the Gemara. It's a minig ba'alma that even in Purim Katan we're knowing Hesu V'Tainis. if you go that were handling a minig ba'alma, it could be that the minig was only any valid. But handling a kadin. If you handling a kadin, you mekavish chayim tezvav. How are you dalit? How are you mechal? And the Mishnah said, the Gemara said, and the Mishnah didn't be dalit. That's of course we're talking about right places. But if this is at the end of the day is only a minig, or it's what it was in Miguel's time, you have to look over there. Maybe it only mentions Yudalit for that. That doesn't have the sugya of the whole Mikra Miguel of Yudalit as well. That's a whole different sugya. That's the sugya of Ikedadina, not a sugya of Miguel's time, so it's a sugya of Minig. And Mimela, it checks to say it's not only on Yudalit. Just to be Messiahim, Yadua, we're busy. What do you have to do in Purim Katan? So I think from this sugya, and I don't get me wrong, I mean negative. By us, Purim Torah is negative when you say stupid Lutzanis. But by Gedolim, Purim Torah was a real Zach. It was not Purim Torah. It was Torah, but it was Purim Dik. So I think Zet and Klar, that everyone agrees on Purim Katan, there's a mitzvah to say Purim Torah. Because in the Simen of Purim Katan, which is the last Simen Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah ends with the words of Toivlev Mishnah Tamid. And everyone's like, what are you doing, Ramah, now? Tell me something. And the Pshatim that Reb Kager, they mean Reb Kager. You can't believe Reb Kager would say such a thing. Right? It's from Katan. And you see the Buddha. Kager says, remember what we were saying before. If you learn the Mishnah it sounds like Chiv Suda. The Gemara sounds like it's only his has of Tainus. So he brings the Gemara and said, Hedrin, that I forgot the Lashon HaPasuk, but Mishnah refers to Mishnah. And something else refers to Gemara. So he says, Toivei Mishnah Tamid, follow the deek in the Mishnah, don't follow the deek of the Gemara. That's the, because, yeah, you're looking fake. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin. Something else means Gemara, and Mishnah means Mishnah. So they said, no, do the Mishnah, but mainly you have, that would be a pshat. Nice, for us, I think the pshat that's most said over, and there's a case to it that I don't remember, is that the Ramah is making a haskalah and a siyam biyachad. The Shechonach starts up, Shvisa, and the summit. And ends with Toivei Mishnah Tamid. And the way to explain it, I think, would be that if you want to be Mekayim Gan Shulchan Aruch, you want to be Mekayim Dalkat Shulchan Aruch, Gan Shulchan Aruch, so with that, Gan Shulchan Aruch, so there's one way to do it. The Agdom is, the Avzayin HaShvisa Shem HaNegdi Samet. If you're Negdi Samet, then you can Mekayim Yedah Sof in Shulchan Aruch. And the Oysir is, if you Mekayim every Sof in Shulchan Aruch, you'll have a life of Toiv Lev Mishnah Tamid, because it's Ein Lecha Simcha Gdeila, then be Mekayim the Hele Gatayra. Shtak will be zeich that had the simcha be mekayim the golden the ganze tayrus. Okay.